Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 360. How did we get to there? It is Saturday, May 25th, 2024. Or if you're here in Aussie land or in those parts of the world, that it's Sunday the 26th. So good morning, chat room. Hi to Fair, hi to Chris. Thank you, Chris, subscribing 69 months. That's amazing. Thank you very much, my dear. Appreciate that. Not sure who else might be here, but hi if anyone's just lurking. And those that will pop out later. Thank you. Alrighty. So let's dive straight into some news. We have had two max levels hit in the last couple weeks. They're both from the same person, which is Crimson. Crimson leveled, I'm going to say it, Baronel. I could be pronouncing it wrong. Becoming the 44th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge Champion. Not only that, then also Passy Trixie becoming our 24th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. So they've been very busy, which is huge. Congratulations to Crimson. Both of the write-ups are up on the website. And again, you know, well done to them for that. It's been a bit of an interesting week when we look at the stats for the challenges shortly. The state of the challenges. So, and you see if you can see what I see. Can you see what I see? When I was looking at them and putting them into the show notes, I was like, Okay, I think I know why. So we will be here. Lol, myself and Dee started singing at the same time. Excellent, that is fantastic, I love it. Good morning, Mrs. Rock Guru, welcome. Thank you very much for the sub, you beautiful person, you. Good morning, she says, good morning, WoW Challenges and chat, been having fun with Remax. A lot of people have, and I think that definitely shows with the state of the challenges. I will say, before I get into more news, I did start a, when was it, last weekend? Yeah, last weekend. And I decided I'd jump in and have a look, and I made a panda warlock, because of course, and I think I'm only at like level 20, I'm going to say 22, 24, I made 20, and I've not played all week. I did jump in last night to, I wanted to do some quests, and I thought I was going to be able to play for a little while, and promptly fell asleep, as I do. So yeah, I think I'm only around about 22, 24, and yeah, it's definitely interesting, because I find I'm a lot more powerful than Lita was at when she went to Pandaria. So, like, my main. So playing Remix, your character is definitely way more powerful. Getting the... I like the salvage, what do you call it? Where you can scrap your gear to get more of the bronze coin things is great. What do we got? Chris says, oh, okay, yep, O's pets from last week. Yes, yes, that's my mother. Of course I'm podcasting. Are you podcasting? Yes, yes I am. Fair says you're only 27 and 14. Okay, so you're running 2. What are you running? 14 is Frost Mage. And she's kicking butt. Druid and Mage. Okay, that's right. Druid. Mrs. Rakuru has a Zandalari Fury Warrior. Nice. Okay. Yeah, so, and so many mogs, as Chris says. Absolutely. I must admit, that's definitely a huge part of doing. I picked up the mount when I hit 20, when you get the free, you know, you hit 20 and you're like, boom, here's a mount. But because I haven't played that much, I haven't accumulated a lot of the bronze coins yet, so... We'll get there. We'll get there. So, but definitely fun and definitely a lot more powerful. The buffs that you can get, and obviously you can't challenge turn them. But just as something that's a little bit different, you know, it's kind of cool. I don't think I've not died at all on the Panda Warlock, which normally by this stage, pretty sure by this stage on when Pandaria hit, I've probably died like 5 times on my main. Chris says, I'm having a blast. 53 on my Zandalari Druid. D already has 170 and he's on to his next turn. Fair says, died once on the Druid to a one shot from a rare in Jade Forest. Okay. Interesting to know. I don't think I've looked at... There was a rare. Actually, there was... you know the Zandalari... trolls that pad around, there was one that popped up on my, you know, on my rare thing, and I looked at the health and I looked at my health and I went, I don't, yeah, Warbringer, thank you. I just went, I don't think so. It was quite substantially a lot of health difference, and I thought, I'm not gonna try it at the moment. Mind you, as I said, I was like 22 and it's walking around max level, so it's probably not the best idea to do. But yeah, it's definitely been fun, and it's really good because I've just done the quest in Jade Forest where you go and talk to the witch, the Jade Witch. And I so remember the quest. So I've just rescued Shin. And, yeah, it was, you know, when she's like, look at my pretty garden. And there's all these frozen... it's like... it's very macabre, and I love it. It's like, yeah. So I literally finished that last night, went back to Dawn's Blossom, and promptly went, I better log out and get some sleep. Fair says, so fast to get exalted with Cloud Serpents, yeah, I haven't looked, as I said, I haven't done a huge amount yet, so, but having fun. Definitely interesting, and I think that's a huge reason that a lot of people are playing and having fun with it, which is, you know, I guess that's exactly what Blizzard wants. They want them to play the game, so... So it's interesting. It is fun. And it is something to be able to have. I just picked up, was a priest ability. And it's quite fun that on a warlock at the moment I'm running with a hunter ability. And I just picked up a priest ability. And there was something else. And I think I might have picked up like a warrior ability with all the cog wheel stuff that you can put in. So, you know, so it's kind of fun just going, okay, on my warlock, I've got, you know, these abilities that normally in traditional, like, retail, you wouldn't have it unless you're playing your rogue or your mage or warrior or your hunter. So it's kind of cool having all those different buffs and gear enhancements, let's say. Yeah, it's very cool. All right. So let's go on to news. And we've got, as I say, congratulations. We've got two max levels in the last couple of weeks, which is Crimson. And as I said, both of those write-ups are on the website. And Berenel, I think is how we say it. They became our 44th iron. Which again, 44 irons. Crazy. It's amazing, so fantastic. And Passy Trixie became our 24th pacifist. Again, 24 pacifists this expansion. So well done. Looking at my spreadsheet, we just hit, I think it was like 99, like on my, because I've got every line is numbered. I think Passy Trixie was 99. So I'm like, damn. We've had a few. For sure. Alright. So, next week we won't be here. So, the next show will be the 9th. Of June 9th, yes. Let me double check. Will be, oh, for you guys, will be the 8th. So, 8th of June. But Dark Moon Fair will have started. So, it will begin on June the 2nd. So, keep an eye out for that, especially with running, you know, if you've just started new challenge tunes, etc. I'm not sure how that's going to run, whether we'll be able to do the remix tune. Has anyone heard whether we'll be able to take the remix tune down to Dark Moon Fair? I hope so. That would be interesting. I'd like to take it down there. It's one of my favorite places, so... I thought it was interesting you can't mail anything to those tunes. All I wanted to do, I wasn't worried about the gold. All I wanted to do was mail it the guild tablet. Nope, don't think we can, as they won't move to retail until... Yeah, I was a bit bummed because I was like, damn it, I just want my guild tablet on. It's like... all right, so fair, you might have the change to the portals. We did talk about that the other week. Was this an update? Sorry, I meant to ask you from that. Was this the update updated it last night? Oh, okay. Because I took out what was there. Bear with me. I took out what I already had and I didn't double check. So my bad. How rude of me. I can't see for looking. Okay, so your 64 could use it and your 31 couldn't. All right. Okay, so Fairhead said the portals in Valdrakken back to the capital city. So at last show, we had said that they had to be level 70 for to be able to use back to the Dragon Isles, correct? Whereas now your 64 mage could take the portal. But the 31 could only go... 31 could not. The 31 could go to Bel Amathar, oddly, but not to Valdrakken. Yeah. So again, see how you go with that. But they've definitely made the change. So we can't, you know, just jump and hop around on some tunes, which I know on some of my lower tunes I've utilized it with going to Valdrakken. I'm just trying to think. I think it might have been a low 60 or might have been a 50. But now we've got that that issue that we definitely double check. As we were talking about WoW Remix, Mists of Pandaria is live. There seems to be a lot of people playing, a lot of people enjoying. That will go until August 19th. I really like the fact that on the character screen, there's the big like countdown of how many days is left of it. I feel that's really helpful. Because I've not managed to play a lot, so I'm trying to gauge when I can sit down and play, because I'd like to, you know, obviously I want some mounts, I want some pets, I want some transmog. So, yeah, I like having it there. It's nice and clear. You can easily see it before you jump into game. So I find... definitely for me, that's super handy. Fair says, I portaled 162 who had never been to Dragon Isles, so no need to have done the intro stuff. Okay, it's handy to know. Handy to know for sure. And again, just a reminder that WoW Remix tunes are not challenge tunes. So by rights, Zaya has fixed the code that not to be added to the challenges. It's a completely different beast. And even though we know that once it's over, they will become live, we had decided that no, we weren't going to muck around with it. Remix is for fun. If you want to go and run a tune as to some sort of challenge, but it's not going to be recognized for that. I think, you know, we have to have some... what's the right word? We have to have some restrictions to what we've already got. We've got a fair bit of challenge stuff in place with the... with the retail. So for me, definitely Remix is fun. Like, if you want to play Remix, go have some fun with it. All right, So I think I've covered all the important stuff. If I haven't, let me know. But as I said, it's just, you know, there's a lot of, I guess it's more, it's coming to the end of the expansion. A lot of people are off focused on doing different things. And with Blizzard bringing out the remix, a lot of people, I think a lot of people are over there playing that. Though there are still quite a few dedicated people leveling their challenge tunes, which is wonderful to see. So let's look at the state of the challenges for this week. State of the challenge. So irons, we have got Pringle Pants at level 55. 9 is Iron Pug, level 57, red flagged. Don't know if Zaya's in the Pringles, sour cream and chives. Thank you. I know. Sorry, babe. Red flagged. Not sure if Zaya's in the chat, but Iron Pug was red flagged, but there was no reason given, so I'm really not sure. There was nothing in the report to say that they died. So that might be one I need to just, I'll send through to Zaya. I've just not had time with starting of the show. So Zaya, if you're in the chat, Iron Pug. It says it's red flag, but there's no reason. Number 8 is Jermaine at level 60. Number 7 is Iron Age at level 60. 6 is Thyme Russell at level 61. Number 5 is Malanhua, level 62, red flagged. Gear quality is too high. Number 4 was Shadow Stick at level 63. 3 was Alethea at level 65. Number 1 is Einerman at level 67. And number 1 was Burnell at level 70, becoming our 44th Dragonfly Iron Man Challenge champion. Okay, Bloods. We have got Bloody Mess at number 9. They hit level 12. 8 is Jerakeen at level 20. 7 is Sutra. Probably pronouncing that wrong because there's a little accent, so apologies. Level 27, the RIP. 6 is Blood Soak at level 28. 5 is a Pew 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 at level 38. What a great name. Number 4 is Bell Del 2 at level 50. 3 is Silver Spears at level 60, but they're red flagged with 2 rare slots equipped. Number 2 is Azzy BT at level 62. Go Azzy. Number 1 is Gertrude at level 69. Wow, that's exciting. Alright, passies. We had 9 passies. We have got number 9, Gentle Ninja at level 11. Number 8 is Carbor at level 13. 7 is Bulla Kabul at level 14, but red flagged, because they have 12 kills and 12 killing blows. Number 6 is Feralock at level 17. 5 is Again at level 17. 4 is Sir Daniel at level 31. 3 is Passy Gnome at level 37. 2, Down in Front at level 60. And number 1 is Passy Trixie hitting level 70. Becoming a 24th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. Alright. Working Man. Number 4 is Fletch, level 25, RIP. 3 is Iron Bow at level 31. 2, Working Azzy at level 61. 1, Ferrorona, level 62. Gulp Bigger. I had a great Green Man going, but I screwed up and thought it was a good idea to do the Broken Isles intro at 48. Yeah, I feel your pain on that. That was always rough, that intro. Even on a normal tune. So, sorry to hear about that. Fez says, my very slow Tauren Passy. Nice. Alright, greens. So we had four greens. Sorry, I need more coffee. Obviously, I have not had enough coffee today. Ever. That's my usual. That's my standard when my husband says to me, I said, not had enough coffee. One can never have enough coffee. That is very true. I agree. I very much agree. All right, greens. What have we got? We've got 4 greens. So, number 4 is Shatawaza, level 10, but they're red flagged. So it's got Time Runner, Tune, Pandaria Remix are not allowed. So someone has taken that tune and, which I said, we made the decision. Those tunes are their own entity. They are not challenge tunes and they're not for doing the challenge on. It's just, they're just a fun thing. If you want to run a challenge in Pandaria Remix, up to you. But registering them is, I thought Zaya had it that it would pop up and say that you can't do it. So not sure, or else it'll automatically red flag you. So I'll have to check with him on that, because I thought it was popping up to say, sorry, you can't register the tune at all. Number 3, Tessade at level 30, RIP. Number 2 is I'll Take Care at level 60. And number 1 is Shatawaza, level 62, RIP. It's different spelling, so must have been a different tune. No tins this week and no teams at all. So interesting, as again, looking across the board on the state of the challenges, the only full list that we had, the 10, was Irons. Bloods, we had 9. Passies, we had 9. And we only had 4 working and 4 green, which again is the lowest we've had for quite some time. And to me, I'm thinking, wow, Remix has, you know, people are over there having fun and playing that. And probably because, one, it's new. 2, you've got a more powerful character. You can play around with those abilities. And I think, as chat, as you've said, it is fun. Like, hello, my warlock that can do disengage. And it's a limited time event. Thank you, with limited rewards. Exactly. Thanks, Chris. You know, so if you're trying to get everything, a bit like Pokemon, gotta catch them all. That's definitely an impact. Gulp, yes, Kata release too. You know, there is so much going on, and I'm only talking like Blizzard games. If we look beyond Blizzard, there is a lot of other things going on with other games as well. So whether people have jumped over and playing something completely different, you know, but again, it's the end of the expansion. People are probably a little bit tired of running Dragon Isles, maybe. So they're doing something different, whether that's they're still playing a Blizzard game, a WoW variant. You know, there's all different things. So, or playing a whole new game. I mean, I know, like, Hobby hasn't played WoW for months. He's been busy playing Red Dead Redemption. you know, and various other things. So, me, I'd like to have time to... I just want to play WoW. Guys, I just want to play WoW. That's all I want to do. I just need to not fall asleep when I'm in this chair. Because it shits me to tears. Like last night, I sat down. I got out my little, I call her my little baby panda lock. And I start playing and I can feel myself doing this. And I'm like, one, I'm not on a challenge tune. Push through it. Push through it. I've got my coffee. And there was, I don't even remember, there was a stage execute, I think, came over, and he's, and I kind of woke up, and he's like, did you fall asleep? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, are you going to bed? I'm like, yeah. And I reckon I would have been no more than 40 minutes. No more. 30. I think I'm being generous. Probably 30 or 30. 40 minutes. Like, you don't get, what do you get done in that time? So, you know, it's just like, god damn it, body, stop it. Stop it. It's like, stop it. Stay awake. I want to play. I want to play WoW. So, yeah. Anyway, it is what it is. It's all good. We'll get there. I just want all the things. To get all the things I need to play, right? I need to play. Be interesting to see if they will add some of that stuff to the shop. I want to play. Thank you. That is a great title. I want to play. All right. I'll make it that. That's a good one, Chris. Thank you. If I could put a little emoji, it would be that. I want to play. Let's make it that right now. I love it. I love it. Alright. So, again, looking at our state of the challenges, it was a rough week. We did have a few deaths. We had quite a few red flags from the passies with some kill stuff. You know, being flagged for the killing blows and the kills. We also had some gear quality issues. So again, a bit of a rough week on the whole, looking right across the board of the state of the challenges. So commiserations to those we lost. Again, well done for everyone leveling and having some fun with that, which is fantastic. And best of luck in this week and the upcoming couple of weeks. All right. Let's do, where's my little chit chat? I haven't done any of them. Let's do, where did I put it? Let's do this one. haven't got it set up right. I try these things. Good time to start a new challenge. Exactly. Darkmoon Fair is literally, what, a week away. Fantastic time to start a new challenge. And please don't look at my last stream where I was doing the Tauren, aka Taurahi. Because when I ran through Darkmoon Fair and didn't know that my settings had decided to change and I had no voice for the first hour. That was fantastic. But again, thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru, for popping in and going, "Can't hear you." So I'm going to have to do that again. Hopefully I might try and do that in with Darkmoon Fair up, because again, it's a fantastic time if you're starting off a challenge tune to get yourself not only some gold, but to get yourself a 16 slot bag. You know, those are, they're little things that as a challenge tune can just give you a little bit of a leeway, a little bit of confidence to know, okay, well, I can't go, as a pacifist, I can't go and kill the rares to get a, you know, a 6-slot bag or an 8-slot bag. I don't have enough money to go and get, to go and buy a bag from a vendor. So I need a little bit so I can have an, you know, an extra bag or so. It doesn't mean that you need the, what, 36-slot bags. It's just to have a little bit of room when you're picking herbs, when you're mining. It's a big help. Exactly fair. So Darkmoon Fair is fantastic, especially for your pacifists. Again, reminder, bloodthirsties, you can't do it. You do it, you're gonna get flagged. Reminder also, pacifists, don't go and do your whack-a-noles. Pretty much, I wouldn't be doing any of the quests. Definitely don't do the cannon on a challenge tune. It can backfire and you could plummet to your death. No whacking. Yes, Chris. Don't do the games, exactly. But if you're on your iron or your green, or your working man, I feel you're good. Again, if you get more tickets, go and sell your storage box back and do your back and forth. Because if you happen to lose your tune and you've got, you know, 10 tickets sitting there, every time I'd go to Darkmoon Fair, as soon as I'd do something, just trying to think what I did. Can't remember which one I did the other day. I had to do something the other week. And you get more, you know, more tickets. So I went back to the vendor, sold my storage box, and did the buy-sell for the couple of tickets that I still had. So that gave me, for each one of those, an extra two gold 50. So I ended up, you know, with another, I think, like 10 gold or something. So I was like, sweet, my little, you know, my little passies starting off with like 20 gold now, because it's just like I've got a fantastic buffer on her. And if I happen to lose her, well, then I lose her. All the money gets sent to to my bank toon over on Wormrest anyway. So, yeah. Do the professions on your passy and working. Absolutely. All right. Okay, I have got a funny for you. I couldn't remember the one that you told me last night. Babe? Last night? Was that joke? I couldn't remember the one that you had mentioned. Anyway, I've got one for you, chap. Here we go. It's just a little cute one. What do cows most like to read? And I was thinking again, Tauren. So I picked a cow. A catalogue. Where's my little fantastic. It was just a little cute one. If anyone's got any that you want to put in the chat, go for it. For sure. There was a lot of other ones. I couldn't think of the one that hubby told me last night. It was kind of good.
But the cow one?
Hey?
Was it the cow one?
Yeah.
What do you call a cow that glows? Effervescent.
That's right. Did you guys hear that? No. So what was it? What do you call a cow that glows? Heffervescent. Heffervescent. I thought it was. Yeah. Okay. They like it. Yeah, it was kind of like, of course, when you told me last night, I was like, of course, it makes so much sense. It was kind of cute. Excellent. All right, now, did I get all the news? Is there anything that I missed? Drop it in the chat now, because we're going to wrap up. Sorry, excuse me. Again, reminder, there will be no show next week. The next one will be the 8th. Not the 9th. 9th will be my day. 8th will be for you guys. Is the, you know, the Saturday, the 8th of June. Which will be right near our 3rd anniversary. Which is exciting. So if there's anything that I've missed, put it in. I'll just go through... I'll start off on the thank yous. So if I'll come back to if I've missed anything. So again, Dark Moon Fair starting. We've got WoW Remix still going until August 19th. I know, 3 years. Yeah. We went to my aunt and uncle's 60th. Yesterday for lunch, they had a lovely celebration just down the road, and they just celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary, which again was fantastic. So, and my parents they just celebrated their 52nd a couple weeks ago. So, So yeah, that was very cool. Alright, let's go with, where's my little hearty heart? There we go. Alright, so big thank you to our Iron Elites for your generous contributions in helping the website keep everything lights on, etc. So thank you very much. So to our wonderful Iron Elites, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Leader, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wanima, Zaya, Zap. Thank you all very much for your contributions, whether it is through subs, through Twitch, the Patreon, whichever way that you're doing it, thank you. It is much appreciated. Chris, you said that the gifts from the end of the contest have all been sorted. And again, congratulations to Azzy on that, which is great. Azzy and Zaya both hit max level within that competition period, which again is amazing. on a pacifist. Crazy. The other two, yes. Which was, I'm a shaper. Also got a gift. Zaya very generously said he did not want to take a gift. Which again, that's Zaya. He's just in it to do the competition, to be like, I'm in it, I'm going for it. And then he's like, yep, yeah, I don't want anything for it. Which again, we are very blessed to have. He is a fantastic Code Warden mod, wonderful person. So we appreciate everything that he does for us, which is a lot. So so yeah, so thank you, Zaya. Cheers to you. But again, well done to Azzy. And to see that he's what? He's not that far off on... Where is he? Is Working Man 61? And his blood is 62. So, you know, go Azzy. Go Azzy. It's so good that he managed to get max level this expansion, because I know he had a bit of a break there. But Azzy, wherever you are, he's probably busy playing. Well done. All right. So yes, again, to the wonderful bunch of Wild Challengers team, thank you for everything you guys do. Appreciate you all more than you probably realize, but thank you. To our Code Mordens, I know Rod isn't back. He's been away. He's probably due back the end of this month, I think he told me. So I hope he's having a lovely break. But again, to Zaya for keeping on top of the code, checking things out whenever we've got issues. Again, they do a wonderful job and we appreciate them. Also, thank you to everyone for being here, for just hanging out with me today. Thank you, guys. Fair, Chris, Mrs. Rutguru, Gulp, thank you. I'm not sure if anyone else is in the chat having a lurk. Don't know if Dave's here. So everyone else could be just bots, I'm guessing. There's a lot. There's a lot. Really? It's like 20. There's a lot. Anyway, so thank you for hanging out with me today. Appreciate that. Where you can find us, don't forget, wildchallenges.com. You'll find all the information for all of the challenges. We've got the write-up. So everyone who does a max level that is not a, what would you call it, not the, words are hard. So basically, like for Crimson, we've just done two write-ups for his tunes. Pop over, have a read. Always interesting to see how people, what people have to say about their leveling journey on a challenger. So I enjoy writing them up because I get to read it like first before you guys and put it up on the website. So so it's always intriguing to see what people do and the things, you know. Some people don't give a huge explanation, but you can kind of get the gist of what they've done. But it's always intriguing, for sure. Oh yeah, Fair says, always love reading them. Thank you, Fair. I know you do, which is great. Don't forget, also, the website has all of the socials. So if you want to find where we are, etc., that's always there. You can also look for the podcast on places like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. If you want to contact me, please send an email to podcast@wildchallenges.com. I will normally respond to that email coming from my email, which is leaderwow@gmail.com, which you can also send if you need to send to. If you've got any questions, if you've got any information, if you've got some jokes or something that you know, you're intrigued, some tips, tricks, that kind of thing, please send them through at any stage. If you've got any, like, background pictures that you want to include that I can get, add into for the intro and the outros, I'm always after screenshots for sure. So again, if you've got those, please send them through and I can look at adding them into what I've already got or creating new ones. So always helpful. All right, where you can find me, easiest place is Linktree/LetaWow. LetaWow is all of my socials. That's the easiest way. Other than that, the last thank yous I'll say in a minute. Again, chat, have I missed anything? Are we good? Did I get everything? Hopefully I did. Sorry, excuse me. Winter is coming. And think we're good? Excellent. Winter is coming. You guys are just getting ready to go into summer. Winter is coming. Here, for sure. Mind you, I don't have snow, so. Still. I still want to make a snowman. But I can't do that in Queensland. Well, can't do that in Brisbane. We don't get snow. If we go out west into the mountains, it has been known to on occasion, but it has to be really, really cold. But I'm talking about that's like 4 hours away. So, yeah. All right. If we're all good, thank you. Last thank you to Mr. Nisi and Execute. Mr. Nisi made our intro, which we love. So thank you to him, and Execute helped with doing the outro, which you'll hear and again in a minute. And again, huge thank you. We're very lucky to have a lot of talented people in this community who help to do these kinds of things. So thank you, Mr. Nisi, and to Execute for that. All right, on that note, we'll sign off. Chris, you can go to bed. Rest up those eyes, please. But again, thank you for hanging out with me. I appreciate that. Please, everyone, have a good couple of weeks. And like I said, we'll be back on June the 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. But yeah, just keep in mind, Darkman Fair will start next week. So if you've got that challenge tune that you need to run down and do some, you know, do the starting of that, or you want some extra XP or extra bits and pieces with doing the Dark Moon Fair stuff, then have some fun with that. Still one of my favorite places. It really should be allowed to be 24/7, 365 days for sure. I petitioned it. All right. On that note, again, thank you. Please stay safe, both in-game and out-of-game, and we'll catch you back here in 2 weeks' time. All righty. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.